Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Entertaining. Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Mark Kaye Show.
The first hour of the Mark Kaye Show starts now.
OMG TGIF. Wait, why don't I hear the thing?
It's Friday!
Yeah, that's why. Yay! Oh my gosh, we're so excited that it's Friday. Listen. Hannah and Merrick Garland having a conversation about the weekend. 855-765-1045. There's so much to get to. Man, there is so much going on today. I don't even know where to start. I was all excited to talk about Mr. Potato Head becoming androgynous and just becoming Potato Head, which I'll be honest with you, when I got a news alert, I think WOKV sent out a news alert. It was the craziest thing. They sent out a news alert about Mr. Potato Head just becoming Potato Head. And at first I thought, I looked at it, I saw Potato Head. My first thought was, what did Joe Biden do now? And then I realized it was this story about, Mr. Potato Head dropping the Mister. They sort of dropped the Mister. And this is where you really have to realize that the Twitter trolls and the cancel culture, it's just too much. I can't wrap my head. I just can't even keep up, because yesterday afternoon, there was no more Mr. Potato Head. There was no Mrs. Potato Head. There was no baby Potato Head. It was just going to be Potato Head. And then, of course, everybody on Twitter exploded. They started making jokes about Hasbro, the parent company that makes Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. They said Hasbro should take the bro out of their name because it's gender specific, and they should just start calling themselves Has or Has Been or what have you. Transformers should be start being called Transgenders because they're going through some kind of change. Also a Hasbro franchise. So I was like, well, this is great. We're going to have all these Potato Head jokes. We're going to have a Potato Head game. We're going to have a whole day of Potato Head. And then within hours, a complete reversal from Hasbro as they tweeted out, hold that tot. That was them being, yes. They're making potato. You're going to love this, by the way.
I can't wait.
Whoever is writing the Twitter feed for Hasbro is Josh's spirit animal. They wrote, hold that tot. Your main spud, Mr. Potato Head, isn't going anywhere. While it was announced today that the Potato Head brand name and logo are dropping the Mr., I am proud. I mean, I can't even with this. Okay. I am proud to confirm that Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head aren't going anywhere and will remain Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. So they gave in to the cancel culture and the left wing extremists who were saying potatoes cannot have gender identity specific to male or female. And then when they got harsh criticism almost immediately, they gave back into the other. Why don't you just leave things alone that don't need to be messed with? That's what I was thinking. I'm thinking, you know, probably the best thing to do is leave Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head alone. And I'll tell you what, if somebody buys a Mr. Potato Head and they don't like it, they can try the Mrs. Potato Head. And if they don't like that, they can just, you know, they can buy one of each and mix and match the parts. I feel like that's another, that could be a resolution. I don't know. It could just be me. 855-765-1045. You know, in the old days, the Potato Head brand, it didn't even come with the potato. It just came with the pieces. The very first Mr. Potato Head was a sack of parts.
Oh.
Yeah, it looked
like a naked
potato. It was just ears and eyes and a nose, and you got this sack of parts, and you had to provide your own potato.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah,
it was. I did not know that.
Oh, so that's how it happened. The very first Potato Head dolls. You go to the market, or you go to the pantry, or if you're in Idaho, you go out back, dig up a nice potato, and that was what kids played with. They just started sticking these things in an actual potato, and that's what made every Mr. Potato Head doll different. But then Hasbro bought it. Eventually, they thought, you know, these kids are having these potatoes are rotting in these kids' bedrooms.
Right,
they're getting, you know, maggots are crawling around on their toys. Let's just give them a big plastic potato with a hole in the butt to store all the parts. And that's how Mr. Potato Head came to be. But apparently the iconic Potato Head dolls not going anywhere because Hasbro is the wishy-washiest company in the, it's crazy how these companies are allowing their, and when you think about a company like Hasbro, I mean, that is not a small business. That is a massively large corporation. They make probably all of the hottest selling toys of all time. They produce films like Transformers, like G.I. Joe. I mean, when I was a kid growing up, G.I. Joe was it. I loved G.I. Joe. I had G.I. Joe's everywhere. I had every single Snake Eyes and I had Scarlet and I had everybody. I had these Jeeps running around. Everyone had a rocket. There was a machine gun. I had every single, whenever there was a new G.I. Joe, that's it. That's what I wanted for Christmas. That's what I got for, I thought I was a G.I. Joe until I got asthma. And then I had to be like, you know, I had to be like the guy that sits in the tent and reads the radar because I had asthma. Anyway, doesn't matter. But that was my thing. And Hasbro owned G.I. Joe. When Transformers hit the scene, Hasbro owned Transformers. And nobody in a million years ever thought, man, these Transformers, they're very masculine. What gender is Optimus Prime? What gender is Bumblebee? Nobody thought. You know, nobody thought, is it weird that a dude's named Bumblebee and he's dressed in yellow? That didn't come across. We just thought it was cool that robots and cars and guns finally came together. Why did it take somebody so long to figure that out? But now what's happened is the left has infiltrated the toy industry. And it makes sense because the CEO of Hasbro, who's a huge supporter of Joe Biden, a huge donor to the Democrat Party, this guy is not just a toy maker anymore. I mean, think about where they make a lot of their money. Films. The Transformers franchise with, God, I don't know how many movies they've had now, seven? The Transformers franchise is one of the most lucrative franchises in film history. And when you start selling out to Hollywood, you start hanging out with Hollywood people, and you start believing what they believe, and you start thinking like they think, and then it starts to infiltrate every other aspect of your country, of your company. So here's a guy who's just making a killing with G.I. Joe and Transformers and Mr. Potato Head. He gets sucked in by Hollywood. He starts hanging with all the Hollywood bigwigs, the big money people, probably hanging out with, I don't know, Zuckerberg and the Twitter dude with the beard that looks like Dr. Evil, hanging out with all these people on the left. And he starts thinking, you know what? Somebody at a party, like, I don't know, Busy Phillips or some other really crazy leftist walks up to him and goes, you know, you're the Hasbro guy. Listen, you know that Mr. Potato Head is transphobic. You know that the LGBT community does not appreciate that you have a Mr. Potato Head because some people don't identify as Mr. or Miss, you know, like, you, what are Mr. Potato Head's pronouns? Can you have a pronouns? Can you have a they pronoun, Potato Head? Because you're ostracizing a huge portion of your potential market. That's what he hears at these cocktail parties. He takes it back to the boardroom, makes this huge switch, and 3 hours later has to switch back. It's infiltrating and it's ruining every aspect of American society. 855-765-1045. So we were planning this whole Potato Head themed show, but then what happened later in the day? Boom. We go to war. Well, it's a small war, but it's still a war. Joe Biden, in his first month as president, reverses course from 4 years of peace with Donald Trump, from 4 years of not really interacting in these conflicts that we really have no business interacting in. Joe Biden starts bombing people in Syria yesterday afternoon. And I don't know, is it to keep the pressure or the attention away from the kids that he put back in the cages on the border? Is it to keep the attention and the pressure away from CPAC this weekend, where Donald Trump is going to be renewing his conservative stances and starting his political career? Is that why they decided to do it now? We have some theories. Plus, Donald Trump is returning to the stage this Sunday here in Florida. CPAC Orlando already underway, already making waves, big names scheduled to be there. Donald Trump is one of them. And what's really exciting is not the list of attendees, but the list of people who weren't even invited. And I'll tell you what, if you want to know what the future of the Republican Party looks like, if you want to know, is there a spot for Trump's Donald, Laura, Don Jr., Eric, Barron, Melania, whoever, is there a role for Donald Trump and other Trumps in the future of the Republican Party? All you have to do is look at the guest list for CPAC and you'll get your answer. In fact, you don't even have to do that, because I already did it, and I'll tell you what it means coming up here in just a minute. 855-765-1045 is our number. Send us an open mic message if you want. Quick break. More of the Marques Show next.
Even though a lot of things that you say, it's a lot of negative news, you make it sound like really good. You know, the way you put it out there, you make people feel better in a positive form. Even though we know we're in trouble with this Biden administration, that it was completely ripped off, you make it, you know, you make bad news sound good.
Oh, thank you so much for that. We appreciate that, Davian. We're the bad news. We make bad news sound good. T-shirts are on the way, I promise you. 855-765-1045. And he's right. We're in big trouble with the Biden administration, because what Joe Biden did yesterday is even worse than people think. It's not just that he invaded a foreign country and killed Iranian operatives. There's more to it. You have to, when you look at Joe Biden, when you look at anybody's foreign policy, you can't just look at it incident by incident. You have to look at the big picture. And luckily, we've been doing that the past 12 hours or so. So we'll share that with you here in just a minute. But it's what Joe Biden did yesterday in Syria. What Joe Biden did yesterday, the bombing and the killing of the 22, you know, Iranian forces, whatever it is. What he did yesterday is way. If Donald Trump had done the exact same thing, it would have had vastly different repercussions. And I'll explain that to you here in just a minute. First, though, let's go to Eric in Indiana. Eric, thanks so much for calling the Marques Show. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, doing great, Eric. What's going on, man? Happy Friday.
Oh, same to you. Oh, I was just, you know, I've followed your show for a while. You know, I rely on your show for all the up-to-date information on the impeachment and the election.
Yeah.
And I just think, you know, just wanted to say that everything you put out is the most accurate news that I can find, and I just enjoy listening to your show.
Wow, Eric. Well, listen, first of all, thank you so much for calling and thanks for listening. And here, that's what we try to do. We try to be accurate. We try to be enjoyable. We try to entertain and inform and educate and inspire, just as you've heard. And I'm glad that that's coming across. And thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Mark is in Texas. Hey, Mark, how are you?
How you doing? So I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, good. What's going on, Mark? What did you want to say, sir?
I want to just, you know, same as the other guy, I'm a big fan of your show. You know, I definitely enjoy watching your show, you know, almost every day or when I get a chance to. And, you know, from a millennial's perspective, you know, I love you, sir.
Oh, what? You're a millennial?
Yes, sir.
Mark, we love our millennial. You know what? I mean, I was just thinking the other day, we have to bring back the millennial match game, which was one of our favorite games. Haven't played that in a while. But we appreciate you. And, you know, a lot of people give millennials flack. But the thing I've noticed hosting this show for as long as we have is that there's two types of millennials, the kind that listen to this show and then the other kind that are just uninformed and apathetic. So we're glad that you're in the first one. Hey, thanks so much for the call. This is a great day so far. The first two phone calls we took are all about how great the show is.
You're welcome.
Hannah's doing. Yeah, she's the one screening the phone calls.
Yeah, exactly.
I notice how when you screen the phone calls, when you're in the other room screening phone calls, we don't get much of that. But when Hannah's in there, all the I love the show, Mark K's great calls go right through.
I shut them down real quick.
Hmm.
Yeah, your logo's already in your head. I can't have it any bigger, right?
Interesting. Get me some butter so I can squeeze out of the studio later today. 855-765-1045 is our now. Let's go to one. Maybe we'll get to one more here that doesn't just want to stroke the ego. Marwan in Oklahoma City. How you doing, Marwan?
Mark, how are you, sir?
I'm great.
You remember me?
I do remember you. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you remember one time I called you? I talked to you twice, and I emailed you a lot, and all of my friends, all of us here at Patriots United, we love your show, Mark,
and we
really do appreciate your service, sir.
Thank you so much.
Last time I talked to you, we were talking about the Republican Party and how our enemy within is much stronger than the Democratic Communist Socialist Party. You know where I'm going with that one? For example, Mitch McConnell yesterday, he said he will support Donald J. Trump if he runs in 2024.
Yeah.
We all knew that Trump is going to run. Trump is not finished yet. And now all of the chickens are now saying bowing for Trump because he knows and they know that he can make them and he can destroy them. For example, our gentleman here in Oklahoma, Langford.
Langford.
122 times he was not present when there was anything that Trump was trying to pass, and now he wants open borders. There is 31 veterans are running around the United States for any seat that it's available for all of those 31 traitors that they traded. They lied to us. We elected them to do a job they didn't do. And to be honest with you, I don't know what my chances winning against Langford, but you can't believe how much support I'm getting, Mark.
Marwan, so you're saying you want to run against Langford?
I am. I have already started money campaign from Wounded Warriors Foundation.
Wow. But hold on, Marwan. We have to take a quick break. Hold on. We're going to get some information from you because we definitely want to stay in touch. See, this is exciting, and this is exactly what we need, what we're trying to focus on, and it seems like it's coming across for the next 2 years. We have to take a quick break, but I want to talk a little bit more about what Marwan's doing. I want to talk about CPAC, Donald Trump, and Mitch McConnell because it all ties together for the future of the Republican Party. That happens next on The Mark Kaye Show. Don't go anywhere. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045 is our number. By the way, there's this story that I want to... There's so much great news today that I want to get to. And we do, of course, have to explain to you the difference between Joe Biden bombing Iranian forces in Syria and Donald Trump bombing Iranian forces in Syria, because there is a huge difference between the two. And we'll get that to you here in just a minute. First, though, we have to talk about CPAC, because we just got a call from Marwan. And he's not the... We've gotten calls from a lot of people who have been inspired over the past couple of months or the past year or so to enter politics, not just vote, but actually run for political office. And this is exactly the way it should be. What the best thing about the 2020 election is that you've seen regular people, the kind of people that you would hang out with. Lauren Boebert, who carried a sidearm around her bar in Colorado for years before she decided, you know what, this is fun schlepping barbecue and beer to drunken cowboys, but I really think I'd like to try Congress. And boom, she got elected. We've got Marjorie Taylor Greene. Some would say the uppity Karen-like soccer mom from Georgia, who went to Congress, immediately tried to impeach President Biden, immediately got stripped of her committee positions, and has immediately become the number one most famous, some would say infamous, I would say famous, most famous female politician in the world. Her name is known across the globe, all because she decided not just to vote, not just to put a bumper sticker on her car, not just to put a sign in her yard or go to a Trump rally, but to actually become part of the process and go to Washington and be the change that she wants to see in the world. Kimberly Klasick, who walked, like strutted in her red dress and her high heel shoes down the impoverished streets of Baltimore, trying her darndest to unseat the Democrat that's been in there forever and finally bring some positive change to Baltimore. She didn't do it, but she came closer than anyone else has. And in 2 years, I guarantee she's going to try again. And if not this time, the next time, she's going to win. It's inevitable. And more people are doing that. They're directly getting involved in politics. Yesterday, I tried to get our own Hannah to run against John Rutherford here in Duval because he voted to keep Liz Cheney in her leadership position. And I know she's shy about it, but I'm pretty sure she's got an exploratory committee in the field right now checking the viability of whether or not she can run for Congress. We would miss you, but we would we'd love to have you in our corner fighting the good fight in the Capitol building. And so now we've got this fellow Marwan who called us from Oklahoma City, and he's not a big fan of Senator Langford. So he's put together a campaign and started to get money together so that he can also be the change that you see in the world. And this is the biggest thing. This is the most exciting thing about politics, because what the Democrats have been focused on, what the Democrats have been focused on for as long as I can remember, is the big one, man. They want the big one. And no, I'm not just talking about I'm not just talking about Bill Clinton. They want the big office, the Oval Office in the White House. They want to sit there in the seat of power. They want the presidency. They think they can get in there and just start writing these executive orders and rule the world. And in the meantime, look at what the Republicans have done. They've made huge inroads into the House of Representatives. They've made huge inroads into the Supreme Court, although it doesn't really seem to be working yet. They're slow. You know, they're slow. They break late, the Supreme Court. And then you've got, you know, the senators, which, yeah, we lost the majority, but not by much. And in 2 years, there's a good chance, especially if Joe Biden keeps doing what he's doing, which is a horrible job at leading the country, that we get more Senate seats and take the majority back, that we get even more congressional seats and take the Congress back, that we get even more governors. Look at the governors. Look at Janice Dean, Fox News meteorologist, who is a front runner for governor of New York because Governor Andrew Cuomo killed her family who was stuck in a nursing home that was riddled with COVID-19. Look at what's happening with Gavin Newsom in California. California Governor Gavin Newsom has a petition with 1.8 million signatures to recall him. To say, you suck at your job. We don't want you doing it anymore. And I guarantee if they recall Gavin Newsom, they're not putting a Democrat in there. They're not going to. California is this close to flipping red since Ronald Reagan. I mean, in as long as I can remember. And this is all happening on the local level. The Democrats are always focused on the big picture. They want that White House so bad that they will spend any amount of money. They will run any old decrepit man who's half senile and doesn't know where he is half the time. They will change any election law, whether it's legal and constitutional or not. They will do whatever they can to get that big piece of power. And what they're not doing is focusing on the local politics at the local level, because those election laws are made at the state, in the state Senate, in the state House. The governors are in charge of running those elections. The AGs are in charge of running those elections. Governors have a lot of power. Look at our own governor, Ron DeSantis. Look at how he was at CPAC yesterday. He's a rock star because he runs one of the biggest states in the country, one of the most populated states in the country, clearly economically one of the most important states, not just in the country, but when you talk about economics, the entire world. I mean, Florida's economy is bigger than a lot of other countries. And he's kept it open. People are working. Kids are in school. COVID is mitigated. Old people are not dying in the nursing homes like they are in New York. And it's casting this light on the Republican Party that is inspiring people like Lauren Boebert, like Kimberly Klasick, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, like Marwan in Oklahoma City, like the other woman who called us up the other day and said, I want to get rid of Adam Kinzinger because he's terrible. Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney's going to get primaried, no doubt, by somebody who a couple months ago probably wasn't even considering getting involved in politics. And that's how change happens. And that's why this CPAC in Orlando this weekend is going to be one of the biggest and most exciting CPACs ever, because before they had Donald Trump, the candidate, attend, and it was huge. After that, they had Donald Trump, the president, attend, and it was even bigger. Now you've got Donald Trump, not the president, not a candidate, but I mean, despite what anybody says, still the number one Republican leader in the world. This guy has the party wrapped around his finger. This guy is the future. It's not even the future. People are always like, is Donald Trump the future? Donald Trump is the present. You guys can look to the future all you want, but Donald Trump is the present of the Republican Party. And until they embrace that, there will be no future for people like, oh, I don't know, Mitch McConnell or Nikki Haley. How do I know that? They're not going to be at CPAC. Oh, there's a big article today in MSN. Here are some of the top Republicans not attending CPAC this year. And if you want to know which way the party's going, if you want to know if the Trump train is still chugging along at top speed, all you have to do is look at the list of people, not who are attending, but who are not. Top of the list, Mitch McConnell. Why is he not going to be there? Wasn't invited. Why wasn't he invited? Because nobody likes the guy anymore. He thinks he's a political power player. He thinks he's the highest ranking Republican in Washington. And sure, he is. But in the hearts and minds of Republicans, he's no better than your average run of the mill Democrat. Mitch McConnell wasn't invited because he rebuked Donald Trump live on the floor of the Senate after voting to acquit him. Marwan just called in and said, what's up with Mitch McConnell now saying, well, if Donald Trump's the nominee, of course I'll support him. If Donald Trump's the nominee in 2024, of course. Why is that? Because Mitch McConnell cares about one thing, power. He's a sailboat. Wherever the wind blows, that's the direction he's going. If Donald Trump's getting impeached, he's all about Donald Trump getting impeached. He fundamentally provoked this insurrection. But if Donald Trump's the candidate, guess who's going to be campaigning with him? Mitch McConnell. Total politics. Who else isn't coming? Mike Pence. He was invited, but he's declined. Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley, who a lot of people thought was a powerhouse and a shoo-in for the nomination in 2024, or at least a vice presidential pick. Maybe she'd be the second on the ticket. Maybe if Donald Trump ran again, she'd have some huge position in the party or the leadership. But then she went out and started bad-mouthing Donald Trump. She tried to get a meeting with him in Mar-a-Lago. He said, no, with no traitors allowed. Now, she's not going to be at CPAC. Why? Scheduling conflict. Liz Cheney's not going to be there. No, but no big surprise there. When you look at the list of people who are not going to, the governors, like we said, Governor Ron DeSantis had a starring role at CPAC, and he is known nationwide as probably the single best governor in the United States of America to date. The single best, most effective, most intelligent, most competent governor of all 50 in the United States today. And you had other governors like Larry Hogan from Maryland, who's a Republican, not invited. Charlie Baker from Massachusetts, also a Republican, not invited. Phil Scott from Vermont, not invited. Why? They're all never Trumpers. They don't believe that Donald Trump is the future of the party. And right now, the party is meeting in Orlando without them. So if you're not invited to the biggest party the party ever throws each year, then you probably should look for... Probably look for another party. 855-765-1045. Quick break. We've got more coming up. We have to get into the Syria bombing because it's worse than you may even think. And also, we've got some fake news Friday today, which is always one of our most exciting things to do. That's all on the way. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Keep it locked right here. It's the Mark Kay Show. We'll be right back. This is the Mark Keller Show. Kate, what's my name?
The Mark Keller Show?
Matt Mercer.
Matt Mercer, right. Sorry.
Mercer, yeah.
This is Matt Mercer, Consumer Law. This is the Mark K Show. My name's Mark K. Oh, thank you very much. 855-765-104. It's Friday today.
It's Friday!
Somebody take that board away from him.
Which is great. We have a lot of fun on Friday. We have a lot of fun every day, but especially this Friday. 855-765-1045 is our number. This is Roger in Jacksonville. Before I get to the Joe Biden thing, which I promise I will, I want to talk to Roger. Roger, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you?
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Doing great. What do you want to say today, sir? Good.
Well, we all know that if... something's not done about the next election coming up in 2024, then what's going to happen? Now, there's two ways we can do it. One is we have to be in there watching the polls and everything. We just can't have watchers on the outside that's going to be stuck on the outside like they were before.
Yeah.
We've got to have people on the inside making sure they don't change those machines like they did before. You know, that's something we have to do because even though we had people on the inside, and they had some of the watchers and all these people signed affidavits saying they saw this and they saw that. It didn't do us any good because, you know, the Chief Justice, Thomas, was too chicken to do anything about it.
You're talking about Roberts.
Roberts, excuse me.
No, yeah. I want to make sure when you're talking about chickens, we need to make sure we call them because Clarence Thomas is one of the bravest men we've ever had on the court.
Yeah. Clarence, right. But anyway, he just wouldn't do it. He wouldn't prove that they didn't do anything wrong, and he wouldn't prove they did do anything wrong. So that didn't help us. Trump thought putting the other people on there, you know, in our favor would help, but it didn't help. Didn't help at all.
Roger, and I want to point that this is – Roger's right on point, by the way. And one of the problems we need to fix the problems before the election because you can't fix them after the election, as we learned with the Supreme Court. And one of the big things – there was a rumor about this leaked conversation. And I don't know if it was true or not because they don't let me in the Supreme Court when they're having conversations about election integrity and what court cases they're going to take. But I heard it more than one place. And it was a big argument between Clarence Thomas and John Roberts. And basically what the consensus is, or what really came out of the refusal of the court to act on any of these, is that John Roberts supposedly, And again, this could all just be conjecture. This could all just be conspiracy theory. This could all just be BS. But I'm going to say it anyway. John Roberts supposedly was scared of starting riots. And he felt that if they heard a case or if they threw out any ballots or if they changed the Electoral College in any way, shape or form, there would be riots. And he felt as Chief Justice, it was his job to keep calm in the cities across America, to keep calm and peace and order across the U.S., and to make sure that people didn't get upset when they did their job. They didn't get upset with the outcome of whatever the Supreme Court decisions would be and just tear the country apart. And that's bad because that is not John Roberts' job. We have very talented and dedicated and brave and well-trained law enforcement officials in every city in the country. We've got a military that is second to none. We've got National Guard troops. We've got mayors and governors. Law enforcement is not John Roberts' primary goal, not at least in the way you think about it during a riot. John Roberts' primary goal is to decide whether or not something was constitutional or wasn't. Probably the easiest job in the world. Is this constitutional? Let's cross-reference it with the Constitution. Did the legislative branch in Pennsylvania change the election law, or was it somebody else? Looks like it was some judges and some committees. No, throw these votes out. They're unconstitutional. It's cut and dry. But because John Roberts wanted to play cop, he wanted to keep the peace, which is not his job. You know, people are going to if you're making people angry, you're probably doing your job. If you're not even doing your job to appease the people that are threatening you and they're going to terrorize the streets if you don't decide one way or the other, you're basically giving in to terrorism. And that's what the plan is going forward. In fact, there was a study that just came out a couple days ago from the public opinion survey. The number one greatest threat to the United States. They did a poll. They asked voters, what's the number one greatest threat to the United States of America? Republicans overwhelmingly said China. China is the greatest threat to the United States of America. Communist China, with their massive troop allotments and their huge economy and their tariffs and their cheap labor. China is the biggest threat to the United States of America. Overwhelmingly, that's what Republicans decided. Do you know what Democrats said was the greatest threat to the United States of America? Republicans. So that should tell you what their plan is moving forward. 855-765-1045. Quick break. We'll be right back.
I think the new gender-neutral potato head is discriminatory to the historically gender-fluid Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. They've always swapped parts. This is nonsense.
I mean, it is really interesting because I had my Mr. Potato Head had a mustache sometimes. Sometimes he had the big Mrs. Potato Head lips. I do remember interchanging the parts, so it seems like it was one of the most gender fluid toys out there, but apparently not gender fluid enough because what they wanted to do was, I guess they wanted to mash the potato heads even more. So what they did was they just got rid of the Mr. and Mrs. altogether. Oh, but then they put him back because people – we had a game. So we were texting back and forth yesterday, and I said you, me, and Hannah.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And I said we should come up with some kind of a game where we describe things that used to be gender-specific in a new gender-neutral way. Like, for example, spotless person. Spotless person. What would that be?
Spotless person. There's no names. It's got to be so. It's Mr. Clean.
Oh yeah, see, that's a good one.
I can just see him now in the. Never mind.
How about this? Ready? Petite Tuffet Sitter. Petite Tuffet Sitter.
Eating their curds and whey.
Right.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Along came a spider and sat right beside them. And chased Little Miss Muppet away.
Little Miss Muppet.
Muppet, yeah.
No, that was a good one.
Muffet, if
you're French. All right, speaking of Muppets, Green Frog's on-again, off-again life partner.
That was my idea.
That was yours.
And Hannah, I don't think, still hasn't got that one
yet. She has no clue
what it is. She's still waiting for the answer. That's Miss Piggy.
Oh, Kermit. Oh, darling. I love you.
I accept you for who you are.
Thank you. I don't know what I am. I could be a pig or a piglet, a sow, or a heifer.
No, a heifer's a cow, isn't it? I don't even know.
I'm going to sit this one out now.
A long time. Oh, it's utterly ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, there we go.
855-765-1045. All right, so let's get to this Joe Biden. Because Joe Biden, and again, whenever a president bombs another country or bombs another group of individuals in another country, but you always have to look at not just the reason they did it. What is the motive behind it? But you have to look at the timing, and you also have to look at the entire grand scheme of their foreign policy. And Joe Biden's foreign policy, probably the worst foreign policy a president has ever had since Barack Obama. When it comes to foreign policy, when it comes to military acumen, when it comes to making America safer with the use of our military, Joe Biden is probably, what's the word I'm looking for? The stupidest president we've ever had. And you have to, like I said, look at the big picture, because yesterday they started reporting and we started sending out push alerts that Joe Biden bombs Iranian forces in Syria. And that's still, you know, there's a lot of questions around this. 22 killed in American raids on pro-Iranian forces fighting in Syria. So Joe Biden, 36 days into his presidency, by the way, I mean, think about this. Donald Trump goes 4 years without any major military conflicts. The one he does is the one big one he did was a precision strike against Soleimani. And in between, there were other skirmishes back and forth. But now what you've got is you've got Joe Biden, who strikes in a similar way to Donald Trump in Syria, but with the repercussions being 100 times worse. And if you go back to we look at all 36 of Joe Biden's days in office, you'll see what I mean. For example, this didn't just start yesterday in Syria. This started back on January 20th. January 20th, right after he was sworn in, Joe Biden rushed to the White House and started signing executive orders. One of the first ones he signed was halting production and the building of the border wall on our southern border with Mexico. Just said, stop it. Stop it. He undeclared an emergency situation on the southern border, thus making it much more inviting for people to cross the southern border. And as Joe Biden and Jen Psaki and everyone else on the left will tell you, the only people that cross the southern border are refugees fleeing terrible conditions where there's no work and there's oppressive government regimes. And they have no other choice but to walk thousands and thousands of miles and risk everything, give up everything, risk livelihood and life and limb to cross into the United States illegally to make a better home for their families. That is true of a lot of people, not all of them. As Donald Trump pointed out in his now infamous escalator speech at Trump Tower, there are rapists that come across the border. There are drug dealers, drug cartels. There are murderers. There are all kinds of people, good and bad, who come across that southern border. There are terrorists who look at the United States and say, wow, that southern border is pretty porous. I could probably dress up like a refugee from El Salvador and come right across into Texas and then go to Florida or New York or wherever I want to go and terrorize individuals by, planting bombs and shooting people. That's one of the biggest problems we had with our southern border. And that's one of the things Donald Trump tried to clamp down on. Not only that, but on January 21st, the day after, Biden signed another executive order. And that executive order reversed Trump's ban on immigration from terrorist countries. So in 2 days, his first 2 days in office, really his first 24 hours in office, Joe Biden stopped production of the border wall, made our southern border easier to penetrate, and then he reinstated immigration from terrorist countries. Now, Donald Trump called it a travel ban. Everybody else called it a Muslim ban, because terrorist countries also kind of happen to be majority Muslim countries. And two of those countries are Iran and Syria. And then yesterday, Joe Biden bombed Iranians in Syria. So here you have a president who makes our borders weaker, allows immigration from Iran and Syria, and then provokes Iran and Syria by bombing them. If Donald Trump had done it, it would be nowhere near as bad for the United States of America, because he had strong barriers in place. He fortified our position as a country. Donald Trump made our borders safer. He made sure that people couldn't get in, whether they were immigrating legally or illegally. He had a foreign policy that was simple yet efficient. It was make America a fortress and don't take anybody off if we don't need to. He started bringing troops home from places where they didn't need to be anymore. He didn't create new conflicts. He realized that conflicts that were centuries old could not be resolved by any one person. And yet in doing so, he resolved a lot of centuries old conflicts between Israel and the UAE. And other Middle Eastern forces. He had a stronger relationship with Israel and Netanyahu than any president before him. Israel being our sole ally, not just in the Middle East, but also in the world. And Joe Biden ignored Israel, ignored it. He ostracized Netanyahu, didn't call him for over a month. He talked to everybody else, China, Russia, Germany, Canada. Every day he was talking. He played video games on President's Day with his granddaughter before he made a phone call to our number one ally in the entire world. And this is not a good, strong foreign policy. Joe Biden is putting the United States in a precarious position. He's weakening our borders. He's taking down the walls. He's letting anybody from anywhere come on in. And then he's going out there and he's provoking people. Joe Biden, basically what he did was he opened all the windows, he tore out all the screens, and then he started shooting at the hornet's nest. And now, when they come to get us, there's nothing standing in the way. This is one of the things you need to realize. When Joe Biden goes out and bombs somebody, it's not the same as when Donald Trump did it. Because if they want to bomb us back, it's a lot easier, thanks to Joe Biden and his myriad of executive orders. 855-765-1045. Quick break, folks. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We got some more of your phone calls. We're working on some fake news Friday, which is always exciting. More of the Markay Show's on the way. This is the Markay Show. My name is Markay. 855-765-1045 is our number. We're having Fridays. We always have a lot of fun because fun. Yeah. We have a lot of fun on Fridays.
Fun
Friday.
It's Friday. Yeah.
And we've been joking around so much on the stream, Josh hasn't done any of his work. So yeah. We said we need to be serious during this segment. So you do work, and I'm going to play an open mic message so that you can concentrate.
Better be serious.
Hey, Josh.
Oh, great.
I got a joke about paper. It's terrible. Mm. Happy Friday.
It approves.
855-765-104. We're going to squeeze in a few more phone calls here because we've had a lot of people on the line for a very long time. This is Linda in Florida. Hi, Linda. How are you? Thank you so much for calling the Markay Show.
Mark, I want to tell you I love you very much.
Oh, thank you, Linda. Ditto.
And my first thing is, next thing we're going to be hearing out of Joe Biden's mouth is how much toilet paper we can use when we go to the bathroom. We're going to have to count the sheets, okay? Yeah.
Count the sheets. Yeah, you're right. You're going to get taxed on anything you spend over like three or four sheets. I use a lot, but I don't know what they would. You're right. We're all going to have environmentally approved amounts.
And you were talking about these people running against people for doing things in the office in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
I would love to be the woman to run against Nancy Platypus Pelosi.
Do you live in San Francisco? Because it says here you're calling from Florida.
Oh, I'm calling from Florida, honey.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would love to run against her because I know I would win because I have millions of fans out there. They always told me I should have been a stand-up comedian.
Really?
I said, well, I could be a sit-down comedian now because I can't stand that long. But anyways, I think I could do a better job than Nancy Pelosi does.
I think you could, too. I would vote for you. Linda, thank you so much for calling. And, you know, and that's the other issue, too. When you look at Nancy Pelosi, who's Speaker of the House of Representatives, she was chosen by a small group of people that think like her and act like her and, you know, want to be, I don't know, in San Francisco. And she has such an influence, not just on this country, but on the world and on history. And it does seem a little flawed that so few people in one part of the country should be able to keep sending one person back who has all this power. And I know what you're thinking, Mark, what do? We can't vote. We can't vote in Nancy Pelosi's district. We can't vote her out of there. There's two things you can do. Number one, you can make sure that you get her out of a position of power so she's not Speaker of the House. If that party is not in the majority, they don't get to pick the speaker. The other party does. And the second thing we can do is we can push our congresspeople and our senators for term limits, which is something that, for whatever reason, for what, I mean, I know why the Democrats don't want them, but for whatever reason, the Republicans have not embraced as they should. Term limits will avoid Nancy Pelosi's. Term limits will avoid Mitch McConnell's. Term limits will avoid Chuck Schumer's. They'll avoid all these people. You should have turnaround in the Senate. You should have new ideas coming in. When Governor DeSantis was Congressman DeSantis, he was on, I had a show just on Sunday nights, and he called in to talk about a bill he introduced with Ted Cruz as a co-sponsor in the Senate, and it was introducing term limits, and it was right after Donald Trump was elected. And everyone thought this is the perfect time for it. This is the perfect time for it. But then impeachment came and we realized that actually governing wasn't going to happen for a while. So we had to focus on the big picture items like securing the border, like tax reform, like, you know, what, everything else he wanted. And term limits kind of got pushed to the side. Then Ron DeSantis ran for governor. He won and the rest is history. But term limits is a hugely important thing. And what he said was the people that are on these committees now. The people that are these 80-year-old people, these octogenarians that are on these committees now, these 70-year-olds who run Congress, when they were elected back in the 70s and the 80s, the world was a much different place. And the problems that were facing their constituents were very different. And they just don't have any way to relate to it. You need to bring in new faces. You need younger people. You need younger voices on these committees. You need the Marjorie Taylor Greens. You need the Matt Gaetzes out there saying, hey, it's a new generation. It's a new dawn. We've got to come in here and we've got to make sure that not just Congress, but all the committees and all the chairmanships and all these other things are given to people who know what's up in the real world. And term limits will help immensely. Because what you're seeing now is you're seeing a lot of potential new Nancy Pelosi's, AOC being the biggest. AOC is, as she has situated herself as a vocal, as a popular, as a famous, as a controversial person in the Democrat Party. And she is in a highly Democrat, left-wing, crazy area of New York City. And she will just keep getting sent back to Congress over and over and over again to the point where 40 years from now, she'll be the new Nancy Pelosi unless something's done about it. And you can't, unless you move to her district and form, you know, become a community organizer and organize a campaign against her, the only thing you can do is A, get that party out of power, and B, push for term limits. 855-765-1045. All right, we're going to get some fake news Friday here in just a minute. If you want to play, we've got a Mark K. Show prize pack up for grabs. All you have to do is pick the fake news Friday headlines from the real news headlines. And if you can do that better than your opponent, you win. 855-765-1045. Stay tuned. More of the Mark K. Show is on the way. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. I need paper.
Mark has now left the room. He's going to the paper store. Dunder Mifflin. Dunder Mifflin. Hi, this is Dwight. Can I buy some paper?
The People Papers People Company. The People Paper People Company. Yeah, yeah.
Where was it? Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny.
Yellow Polka Dot Paper Company. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. By the way, totally off the topic, but I heard a commercial on this radio station yesterday when I was on the way home for Brian Bumgardner's Office podcast. Did you know that Brian Bumgardner, he played...
I saw it.
You saw that? Yeah, I heard it.
Heard.
Yeah, I don't know how you see radio commercials. That's interesting.
I have a visual imagination.
Amateur.
I heard it, and he played Kevin.
Never had mushrooms.
He played Kevin on The Office.
Okay.
And he has now an Office podcast where he gets together and he talks about The Office, which is great. But also, the two women from The Office,
Pam and Angela. Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey.
Right? They have the ladies from The Office or girls
office
from The
ladies.
Office. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And so
I subscribe.
Like, man, how many Office podcasts are? Think about
not
this
the
show.
Not the one we want. Everybody wants a Creed podcast, right?
Do
I mean,
they?
That's common knowledge. Yeah, Creed. That's where
he's
it's
an
at.
Interesting
the
guy.
Stories that Creed must have.
You know what's so
out
funny?
Of this world.
Creed, my son, he's 14. Creed is his favorite character on The Office.
Yes.
Why?
It really scares me, though. I don't know why.
You're not a real man.
It really scares me. Yeah. Anyway. You were in the parking lot earlier. That's where I remember you from. 855-765-1045. All right, let's get to some fake news Friday, shall we? Yay. Great. I'm Woo. The only one. I'm the only one who's excited. But luckily, I have Hannah's excitement recorded. Josh, we need to record some excitement from you, too, so that I can play that at whim.
Oh, joy.
855-765-1045. Our first contestant today is Candace in Indiana. Good morning, Candace. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you too, Candace. I'm so glad you're here. Are you ready to play some Fake News Friday?
I am.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Candace sounds like a very positive person. As opposed to Cantidus.
Yeah. Okay.
Which would be a very negative person. Bobby in Middleburg. How you doing, Bobby?
Very good, sir.
Hey, good. Bobby, I know a Bobby from Middleburg. Is that yours? Are you a different Bobby?
It probably is me.
It probably is. Yeah, good. There's a lot of Bobbies in Middleburg.
Yeah, I got you.
Anyway, bye, Bobby. You're going to be playing against Candace today. Fake News Friday is very simple. All we do is we give you a headline. You have to tell us if it's real news or fake news, which is sometimes very difficult to tell these days. And if you get it right, you get a point. Whoever has the most points at the end of the game wins a Mark K. Show prize pack. Does that sound fun for everyone?
Yes.
It does.
Great. Does anyone have any questions?
Nope.
All right, perfect. Candace, since we're totally sexist here, ladies go first, and we're going to start with you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Listen carefully. Here's your first Fake News Friday headline. Governor Andrew Cuomo in New York State told reporters the other day, quote, "There's a few more deaths that won't be reported if you keep asking me all these questions," end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo from New York, in a press conference the other day, told reporters, quote, "There's a few more deaths that won't be reported if you keep asking me all these questions," end quote. Is that real news or is that fake news?
I'm going to have to say fake news.
You think that's fake news?
I do.
Man, I'll tell you what, I for sure thought that was real news, but you're right. That is fake news.
Oh, that fake news.
I mean, I heard it. As soon as I read that, I was like, I can hear that in his voice. You know, like when he called the assemblyman and when he was giving his kid a bath and said, "I will ruin you. You will never work in this country again. I will ruin you." That's it. You better be very careful. Bada bing, bada boom. Capiche? That's how I imagine every conversation with Governor Cuomo. You better kiss me, lady, or else you're out of here. All right, Bobby, it's up to you. It's 1-0, Candace. Congratulations, Bobby. Your chance to tie it up here. Are you ready for your first Fake News Friday headline?
Yes, I am.
Here we go. Listen carefully. President Joe Biden clarified to residents of Georgia the other day that promising $2,000 stimulus checks was, quote, a miscommunication, end quote. A lot of quote headlines today. President Joe Biden clarified to Georgians yesterday that promising $2,000 stimulus checks was, quote, a miscommunication. Is that real news or is that fake news?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. I'll say fake news.
That is fake news.
You are fake news.
Nicely done. He did say that there was a miscommunication when they were discussing the schools reopening. Because right, Jen Psaki right. reported one day was considered to be schools opening. Joe Biden said, no, that was a miscommunication. However, he did promise people in Georgia, if they voted for Raphael Warnock, if they voted for John Ossoff, he said, $2,000 stimulus checks are coming your way. Well, keep checking the mailboxes, folks in Georgia, and let us know when you get something. All right, we're all tied up. 1-1, we go back to you. Candace, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Listen carefully and tell us if this is real news or fake news. Here we go. A Columbia neuroscience professor admitted that he regularly does heroin to maintain, quote, work-life balance, end quote. Another quote, headline. All these headlines are quotes today. A Columbia neuroscience professor says he regularly does heroin, quote, for work-life balance. Is that real news or is that fake news?
Oh, my goodness. I have no idea. I'm going to go with real news.
You're going to go with real news. You think there's a neuroscience professor at Columbia University who does heroin for work-life balance?
You wouldn't surprise me.
That is correct. His name is Carl Hart. He's the chairman of the psych department, and he's a father of three, 54, married. He's snorted small amounts of heroin for as many as 10 days in a row. In his new book, Drug Use for Grownups, Chasing Liberty in the Land of Fear, he talks all about it and how it works to help with a work-life balance.
Right.
There aren't many things in life that I enjoy more than a few lines by the fireplace at the end of the day, he writes in his book. Anyway, here you go. So we're going to have to scratch Columbia off my kids' wish list for Ivy League universities. All right, good job. It's 2-1. Bobby, here we go. You can tie it up with this next one. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Listen carefully and tell us if this is real news or fake news. Republicans who were not invited to CPAC are forming a new conference called See Ya Wouldn't Wanna Be Ya PAC.
Thank you for the easy one. No, that is fake news.
Hold on. You want to say it again. Let me say it again.
Oh, yeah, I got to say it twice before you answer. Republicans who were not invited to CPAC are forming a new conference called See Ya Wouldn't Wanna Be Ya PAC. Is that real news or fake news?
Oh, that must be fake news.
Oh, that fake news.
All right, you guys are great at this game today. All right, Candace, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Listen carefully. Tell us if this is real news or fake news. Here we go. Liberal Hollywood activists unveil a new walk of shame for openly conservative entertainers. You all know about the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Well, now liberal Hollywood activists are unveiling a new walk of shame for openly conservative entertainers and actors. Is that real news or is that fake news?
I'm going to say fake news.
You think that's as fake as See You Wouldn't Want to Be a Pack?
Yeah.
That is fake news. Nicely done.
You are fake news.
Man, that one I thought was real. I swear to God, I thought that was real. I was like, here comes Kevin Sorbo, James Woods, John Voight, the whole lot of them. But Candace, good job. You got one. All right, Bobby, here's how we stand. We've got a score of 3-2. Candace is nailing these. You're doing well yourself. There's one more. If you get this right, it's a tie game. You both get Mark Casho prize packs. If you lose, Candace wins. She gets the prize pack, and we hang up on you rudely and abruptly without even saying goodbye. All right?
Wouldn't want to be ya.
Yeah. We see ya, wouldn't want to be ya. That's right. Are you ready, Bobby?
Yes, sir.
No pressure. Here we go. Capitol Police told Congress the reason security was so lax during the Electoral College count was because they had the wrong date on their calendar. Capitol Police told Congress the reason security was so lax during the Electoral College count was because they had the wrong date on their calendar. Is that real news or is that fake news?
That is fake news.
Oh, it was the 6th. We thought it was the 7th. We screwed that one up. That is fake news. Congratulations.
Oh, that fake news.
With a score of 3-3 and no time left, congrats, guys. You both are big winners today.
Thank you.
Yay, nicely done, Candace. Hang on 1 second. And Bobby, you hang on as well. And good talking to you again, Bobby, from Middleburg, my good friend. 855-765-1045. Quick break. We'll wrap up this week on The Marque Show right after this. Stay tuned. This is The Marque Show.
Really? No more Miss Potato Head? Where does it stop, people?
Hannah's mother just dropped by a Mr. Potato Head to... she wanted to grab one that said Mr. Potato Head before it was, you know, gender...
neutral?
Neutral. And so she went and bought one, but unfortunately, I guess the only one she could find was the green Mr. Potato Head.
What's wrong with that?
Where he's like planting ferns and driving around.
Look at you, pet.
He drives in a Prius. Oh, is that what that is?
It looks like it.
Bring that back in here for a second. I want to see that for a second. Because I thought it was just a Mr. Potato Head doll that had, you know, plants and things. Like...
oh, but it's just a regular potato head with a green thumb?
Oh, if it's a chia pet, that's different. Is it a chia pet?
I mean, it's not by chia.
Oh, no, it's not a chia pet. No, it's basically a Mr. Potato Head. It has the eyes, the ears, but then it has flowers.
It's driving a Tesla.
It has a worm. Yep. Yeah, it has a Tesla, which is...
it collects rainwater. That's good, too.
Yep. Made with plant-based plastic.
Off the grid.
That's
good.
This is not traditional. There's probably no BPFs in this at all.
So, he doesn't have stock in oil.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right.
Jeez.
Give me an SUV driving... Mr. Potato Head, that's what I want.
Save the planet.
I want them fried in raw crude oil. That's how I like my potato heads. Anyway, the whole story with Mr. Potato Head is that they switched him back almost immediately. because of the uproar. And I think the Democrats are starting to see that Republicans are just as vocal and can be just as, you know, trollerific as they can. What they're realizing is that, and this is a positive thing, the Republicans are finally beating the liberals at their own game. When they start to change something like Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head to just Potato Head to solidify an audience who probably didn't have any problem with it in the first place, they start to see resistance where they never saw resistance before, forcing them then to step back almost immediately. And hopefully, like I said, we get to the point where everybody gets so fed up and everybody realizes that this back and forth is a lot of wasted breath and a lot of wasted time. And there's other ways we could be spending our time working together to make the world a better place. Hopefully that happens. Or maybe hopefully it doesn't happen, because if that did, we probably wouldn't have anything to talk about for 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. So, you know what? Keep battling, trolls. 855-765-1045. All right, we'll be back Monday at 10. We've got, I don't know what we're going to do Monday. Maybe we'll bring back America's in Jeopardy.
Ooh.
We talked about bringing back Millennial Match Game, which we haven't done in a while.
Yeah.
Wait, is our Millennial here on Monday?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you. That was you. That was you, yeah. And then we'll have whatever happens over the weekend. We'll bring that to you too, so you
CPAC.
Can be you can be
in,
oh
talking.
CPAC
yeah.
Oh right, Trump's speech yeah. is Sunday. Well, I know what we're doing Monday.
We might talk about that.
Yeah. Have a great weekend, everybody, and stay tuned for traffic, weather, news, and the Rush Limbaugh Show next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.